This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Zoogs.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This would be an ignominious end for this season of the show. You know, Dreamland's rats. However, there is one phrase in here which I think redeems this and actually makes it,
it's pretty good.
To me, it is a really good thing. References what they eat, saying that they have a taste for either spiritual or physical meat.
Yeah, they live mostly on fungi, but they have a taste for either spiritual or physical meat as well.
Many dreamers
have entered the wood and failed to return. Pretty great sentence. The
meat.
Yeah, your spiritual meat. You know, I haven't thought about my spiritual meat in quite a while.
My meat has no spirit. It is entirely of this earth.
And they're just Dreamland's rats.
Yeah.
You know, this would have ended the thing, based basically on the alphabet. Would have ended the season on this if we weren't, if it wasn't for spiritual meat, if we weren't going on to the gods thing immediately, the alphabet would have tanked this.
Yep.
But luckily, spiritual meat came through in the clutch, baby.
Yep. Kept it in the back. So is that just referring to like your body as it manifests in the Dreamlands? Like it is composed of spiritual meat and spiritual bone?
I guess that's what it's going for.
Yeah.
Right? It's like killing your dream stuff.
Right.
You know? That's my guess. So they eat Dreamlands people.
Right.
You know, the Dreamlands are like one of those things where it's like you just want to get over to one of the cities where it's just a paradise for eternity.
Right.
As quick as you can.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can get there, bam.
Like I feel like the Dreamlands are like the thing that dies on the page when Lovecraft is doing it.
Oh,
and
sure.
When it is people like using it as a springboard for more specific ideas than it actually is good. But like, no, like these things are in this book because Lovecraft just had a paragraph describing a beast that you see out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody will, you know, in some campaign, somebody will make you have to sneak by these when you're doing the Dreamlands chapter that like inevitably one dude at the table really likes.
Yeah, yeah.
But everyone else is not super into it. Like,
so you know how in season one we talked about the guy who always wanted to run the underwater campaign?
Yeah, Dreamlands are kind of Lovecraft's underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And luckily, moving into season four of this podcast, we will get a little bit some better Dreamland stuff.
Yeah.
Because like Nodens is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's Dreamland's a shit.
Yeah.
You know, but like Bast is cool.
Yep.
Talking about like weird cat goddess who controls the cats of Ulthar. Like, that's neat. So we're looking forward to that stuff.
Yeah. Nyarlathotheth.
Yeah, Nyarlathotheth, which, depending on how many forms per episode, could be the better part of a year. look forward to that.
Yeah, it just depends.
Yeah. So I guess just like at the end of the season. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you,
everybody. Like don't have anything. Thanks everybody for sticking with us this season. Mm-hmm. We're considering the monsters to be a third season. We'll be starting the fourth season with the gods.
Yes.
And that's gonna be very fun. And as typical, we're gonna take a little bit of a break to bank some episodes and to get ahead. And also we're preparing for Duckfest. Mm-hmm. We never promote on this show, but come to Duckfest.
Yes. Duckfest, August 31st.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be in Portland, Oregon. Tickets are on sale by the time you hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Go to duckfeed.tv/duckfest and come out.
Please do.
And see us. It'll be really fun.
Yeah. Otherwise, people sometimes rate this on iTunes. Please consider doing that, or Apple Podcasts, as it is called now. Generally, we only make this request once every year and a half or so.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Like, think of that courtesy.
I know, right?
That we're doing the, the idea that like
courtesy by refraining from doing something obnoxious.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like most podcasts, you know, do that. Like there are podcasts they do it multiple times per episode.
Yeah.
We try to keep it at the beginning and the end in most of our shows, but for this show, we only do it once a year.
I know, right?
Or so. So tell your friends about Monster My Podcast. Come out and see us, and we'll see you after a brief hiatus to talk about Lovecrafting Gods, a season I think will be spicy and awesome.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite part of this book. All kinds of cool shit.
Yeah.
So Umbasa.
Umbasa. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.